Good morning, everybody, and welcome to it. It is the Tuesday version of our fine program. And I ask for help from everybody. My OCD is kicking into high gear this morning, but not in a bad way. This could be a good thing.
What do you mean not in a bad way?
Well, I mean, it's not like I'm wigging out. It's not like I'm going to sit here in the corner and beg for a wipe, you know, hand wipe and just, you know, that's not it. We, yesterday, our computer engineers, wonderful individuals that they are, changed out our PC here in the studio, the main, right here on the command module.
Uh-huh.
And holy cow, is it running so much better. It's so much faster. I got done much
you
faster.
You have all your passwords and everything, or do you have to remember all of the old ones?
Well, fortunately, I have them written in a secret location just in case. Sealed in a jar.
Yeah, the news booth is going to be next, and I don't think anybody knows all the passwords that are going to need to be inputted back into that thing. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a pain.
But it appears that there was a very important file that was missing. I went mining for it, and I think I found it.
So what is your problem this morning with your OCD?
It's brand new.
Uh-huh.
So my desire is to go through and know everything that it, all the settings. To like, when I got this phone, I read the owner's manual online almost from cover to cover.
You did not.
I most certainly did.
No, brother.
When I bought my wife's car, I downloaded the owner's manual and read it from cover to cover.
Oh, my God. Well, that's good for your insomnia.
Yeah. And so my desire is to go through and reset all the settings that I had.
You're an American male. You don't read instructions. You just blunder your way through.
Knowing about your... Honey, did you know there's a light in the glove compartment?
Right.
Really, it says so right here.
Yeah.
That bulb goes out. I know how to change it now, too.
I learned how to... there was a fuse bad in the car, and I replaced the fuse.
Well, you look that up when you need to look it up. You don't read it ahead of time.
No. That's not how I am. That's not how my ticker works. And so the background is different, and so it's agitating me. So I want to fix that, and it makes little clickety sounds when you hit the buttons and so forth, which... out over the air.
You're like that guy in the new Verizon commercial for their laptop or for their tablets.
Mm.
He's walking past. He's the computer geek in the office. And he says, can you move your beverage away from the keyboard?
Yeah.
You're making me anxious.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
He also says downloading brain data.
Yes.
What's wrong with that? But it appears that I may have gotten everything put back, but there's... things that are different, and I'm triggering. It's like, I got to fix it. No, you have to do a radio. No. I have to fix this. No, you don't.
Well, I'm going to stay out of the studio as much as possible today, then, if you're going to be that neurotic.
But by, I don't know, 3 or 4 o'clock tomorrow morning, I'll have this. So I'll have this solved. The other thing is Thanksgiving Day food. There are some traditions that we do or have done that apparently is uncommon.
Like, up here?
Yeah. Yeah. Fried squash. You guys ever had fried squash?
Baked squash, and I hate it.
No. Yuck. Baked squash is okay.
Yeah, it's dry and disgusting.
Dry?
I like squash, period.
You do or do not?
No.
I don't.
No.
I like sweet potato, and I probably have sweet potato only once or twice a year during Thanksgiving.
I would be willing that I could bring in a couple squash dishes that you guys would really, really like. The yellow crookneck squash?
That's
doubtful.
That's a tall order.
I bet you I could, especially the fried squash. You slice it thin, you dust it in cornmeal, and fry it peanut oil.
Like squash chips?
Yes.
Ah.
And it is good.
Squash tempura.
Yeah, it's good.
Like when you go into a good Chinese place and you have the cauliflower broccoli that's got like the batter
on. Yeah.
Everything's
exactly.
Better with batter. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's things like that. And I just realized when I was doing some last-minute shopping, I want to do this. Like there is a super secret ingredient that the missus uses for her sweet potatoes.
Lard?
No. It's really, it is something that apparently is only a Southern thing because I can't find it anywhere up here.
Well, what is it?
I can't tell you because it's a secret ingredient. Well, if I told you, my wife would gut me.
Well, if, Why?
Because it's a secret ingredient. Well, oh, good God, man. What part of secret
not,
do you know?
It's not proprietary. She's not selling it. So no. Why does she care if anybody else makes it?
Because she has some pride that her candied yams or sweet potatoes, whatever
well,
you call it.
Well, she wants somebody to help her out finding it, because I'm sure somebody knows
well,
where you can find it.
If I had thought about it earlier, I could order it online. Okay. But I didn't think about
it. Is it something like spice or something?
It's a liquid ingredient.
It's a liquid ingredient only popular in the South.
Yeah.
Just like batter makes everything better.
Southern comfort?
And vodka makes everything better.
Well, it's not Southern comfort, but it is interesting that you mentioned that. In today's program, at some point, we will be bringing to you a recipe. The food Nazis have finally gotten it right. There's a guy that put a thing out, how to use bourbon in 100% of your Thanksgiving Day recipes.
Cool.
I like that.
You know what? Bourbon chicken is
wonderful.
Good at the Chinese restaurant,
yes.
Right?
Wait,
so wouldn't bourbon turkey be just fine?
Bourbon turkey,
I
bourbon gravy, bourbon vegetables, bourbon everything.
Yeah, but the idea is you burn off the alcohol content when you make the stuff.
Well, that can
That's
be modified.
That's okay. There's some for drinking, too,
That's
right?
That's absolutely right. A little in the cook, a little more in the cook. WSAU, lots coming your way.
On Thanksgiving, family comes over to mess with my head. Same thing happens every year, wolf down too much food. Fighting with my siblings over turkey leg. Gorge our faces till we have to puke. Overdosed on tryptophan, now my belt is feeling tight. But I have enough leftovers to last the rest of my life. At the mall they push and shove to beat the holiday rush. But I'm still here at the table feeling bloated and stuffed. Cause I ate too much turkey. I'm starting to regret it now.